Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we have the one and the only Countess Luann on our show today. Before we get into the amazing Countess, I'm going to answer a few of your questions and then we'll just get right into it. Somebody wanted me to talk about, actually a lot of you wanted me to talk about feeling anxiety when you're in a good relationship, like being happy, being content in your relationship, but still feeling relationship anxiety. And we did a poll question on if that's normal or not on our Instagram, and it is normal. So first of all, if this is you feeling this way, just understand that you are not alone. A lot of us feel this way, especially when it's a good relationship, because you have anxiety that, oh my God, I like this relationship so much. I love this person so much. Losing them is really scary. Or self-sabotaging this relationship could be really scary too. And I think especially if we've experienced bad relationships in the past, we know what it feels like to be in a good relationship. And so it's normal to have anxiety around if it's going to last, if they're going to leave you, if God forbid they're going to cheat, if you're going to fall out of love, if you're making the wrong decision. Choosing a partner is the most important decision that you'll ever make in your entire life. So of course we're going to have anxiety around this decision. I think, you know, I know people who've had anxiety up till them getting married to somebody. It's very normal, and we do need to normalize this more because it is something that everybody experiences. No matter how happy you are in your relationship or unhappy, you still have relationship anxiety. Anxiety is just something that we all deal with, and I'm so grateful that it's a more normalized feeling and emotion. And that's why therapy is so useful. We actually have this really long, extensive list of therapists in different cities and countries on our website, wemetatacme.com, under resources. So definitely, definitely check it out. It will be really helpful to you, especially if you're only starting therapy for the first time. Really, really highly recommend that resource. Mother's Day gifts. Oh, and that, by the way, and seeing a therapist might ease that anxiety. It might not ever go away, but it will ease it. Mother's Day gifts for a significant other's parent. I did actually get my partner's mom flowers last year. I got her an orchid and it lasted for so long. And it was a gift that she really, really loved and really appreciated. And so I think flowers is always a good move. It's not like too aggressive, especially if you're first dating, but it definitely says like, I'm thinking about you. I know you're a great mom to my partner. And in turn that, you know, makes our relationship better. And I feel like that's such a nice, sweet message to send. How to stay calm when you know a proposal is coming. I can't tell you how many dinners I'll go to where the conversation becomes immediately around when someone's getting married, that their significant other went ring shopping. Oh my God, he asked my dad for permission. Like, I am so over these conversations. Am I so excited for my friends? Absolutely. Will I be so excited when, you know, I'm getting engaged one day? Definitely. But I think the way our society is creates this anxiety around getting proposed to. Like, oh, has it happened yet? And it's so unfair for women because every time you see someone, like literally every time I go to my waxing lady, she's like, when are you getting engaged? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, Lydia. Like, I would love to tell you, but you're asking the wrong person. And it's okay that like, it's okay to not know. I think you have to just like release control, like relinquish control over this idea because it's going to drive you insane. It's the same thing when you're in the gray area before you're like officially dating someone. You really just, you don't have to know everything and you should trust the process. And you're going to just ruin it for yourself if you're one of those people that go through their boyfriend's things and try to figure out, you know, when this is happening and go through their phone and ask their friends, like, just enjoy it. And if you trust that your partner is going to be your future and you've discussed it, like, there's no reason to freak out. My thoughts on Summer House. I loved the show. I watched it with my boyfriend. We watched this whole season. We didn't watch last season. I think I might have watched like the first season ever, but I haven't I'm not as loyal of a watcher as I should be. But we watched this whole season. It was so incredibly entertaining. We felt like we were best friends with all of the cast members. I actually am friends with Paige and with Hannah. They are wonderful. And I have nothing bad to say about them. And I'm not going to talk about them and how I felt they were on the show out of respect for knowing them as humans. But they were very entertaining and Paige is hilarious. And listen, like, I think I'll leave it at like, I think Hannah said herself that like there were moments that she had this season that she wasn't proud of. But I think it's really hard when you're in your 20s and you're on a reality show and you're finding yourself. Like, let's have some grace for that. Because certainly when I was, you know, 28, if I were on a reality show, I don't think anyone would be a fan of mine. But I love Amanda. She's my absolute favorite. She's so loyal and such a good friend. Like, honestly, I would do anything to have a friend as loyal as Amanda. And I don't doubt that I do, but just seeing her loyalty, like, she's the kind of person that talks nicely behind a friend's back. And that is really amazing. So beautiful. I don't know if I would have forgave Kyle, but I feel like Amanda knows what she's doing. She followed her intuition. She followed her heart and it ended up working out for her. So that's so amazing. Carl, it's so funny. We actually recorded an episode with Carl a long time ago, but we didn't end up airing it because it wasn't like his best. I feel like it was a time when he might have been using more. If you watch the season, you know that he's like, you know, kind of sober. I would definitely not call him sober because he still drinks and still gets fucked up. But I think he's, you know, with what happened to his brother, like he's trying to be better, which definitely shows. And you could tell he's a really good person. Who else is in the house? Oh, Lindsay with like Stravi, whatever. Oh my God, such a disaster. She obviously is a sweet girl and a good person, but like so many of these people should not drink. I mean, she becomes like crazy. She's like flashing her boobs. Like, I just don't feel like she has her shit together. And I feel like this guy, Stravi, like I feel bad for him. But like at the same time, I understand like what she's looking for. And I just don't think it's him. It's obviously not a match. So yeah, I mean, those are basically all my thoughts. I think Luke is a narcissist. I think it's really nice that Hannah found Dez. And I think who is the beautiful woman that Luke brought into the house? Why am I forgetting? Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. She's amazing. And I think that's the roundup I have of, oh, Sierra. She's great. And Danielle and her like phone over the phone boyfriend seem happy. So that's great. And then yeah, when someone asks you to take it slow, that's a really hard thing. I feel like if someone asked me to take it slow, I would take that as them saying they're not interested in me. But I think it's also so frustrating because it's usually the guy who like is pushing for it not to go slow. And then they say some shit like that and you're like, wait, what? But it just goes to show that you have to follow your own head. And so like if someone's trying to make things go faster and you're not feeling it, like you have to speak up then. You can't just like go with the flow because then once that happens, you're going to feel shitty about it. So when someone asks you to take it slow, like honestly, just distance yourself, because that's what I would do. How to let go of your fear of getting hurt. This is, again, something that therapy will really help with. You really have to, like, not in a naive way, but every time you meet someone new, try to like have a restart and think like, you know, this person is coming in with good intentions, and give them a clean slate, because that's really the only way to be happy and not hold on to resentments from the past. And again, that probably happens in therapy. So now I'm really excited for you to listen to our episode with the Countess and excited to hear your thoughts. I've been getting so many DMs recently and being like, I didn't believe that it was still going to feel amazing and not even feel like a condom, but you were so right. And I'm so obsessed and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I know I would never lead you astray. Like, obviously, I'm going to tell you to get something that feels good and is amazing. If you haven't heard of Skin, Skim is a brand of condoms. And they also create all types of products for those who know what they want and are not afraid to demand it. And those who want to feel everything when it comes to sex. Skin feel is what the Skin condoms are made out of. And it's a revolutionary non-latex material that makes condoms noticeably softer and provide a more natural fit and feel, proven to enhance stimulation. Choose to feel everything now. Shop Skin, S-K-Y-N, condoms on Amazon.com. That is Skin, condoms on Amazon.com, S-K-Y-N. I love Luann, and for so many reasons, but the main reason I love Countess Luann is because she's not afraid to talk about sex and to be liberated sexually, which is so cool and such a boss bitch habit of hers. You know, it's so cool to not be afraid to talk about something that's taboo and to talk about the fact that we all pleasure ourselves and that's so normal, and that we can get a little help sometimes. And it doesn't have to be from something so mainstream, but instead it can be from a really cool audio app with short and sexy stories like Dipsy. If you haven't heard of Dipsy, they have every story that you could ever imagine that totally gets you going and gets you off. Stories about hooking up with your hometown crush, that coworker, maybe your old boss, whatever you're in the mood for, Dipsy has. And they add new stories every week. You're going to feel like you're right there, but you're alone and you're just with yourself, which is the best ever. For listeners of our show, Dipsy offers an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/acme. That's 30 days full of access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/acme. dipsystories.com/acme, and you'll get 30 days of pleasure for free.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends, from business owners, wellness experts, and more, to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. What an exciting episode we have for you today with Countess Luann from The Real Housewives. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Lindsay. Well, for you, it's Luann, darling.
Oh, love it. Love it. I am so excited to have you on today. Let's start off with some of the basics for anyone who doesn't know you, who's, you know, obviously living under a rock. How old are you and where are you from?
I am from Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut, but I'm living in New York now, and I'm 55.
Amazing. And what is your current relationship status?
Current relationship status is the S. Single.
So you're single now, but you... Yes. I mean, we've seen on Housewives, you know, your whole relationship world. And I think we also haven't seen pre-Housewives Luann and kind of what you were like maybe before you became a countess. So how did that happen? How did you meet the count?
Well, I used to live in Milan and work in Italian television. And I wound up in Milan as a model. And then I found television, which was fantastic. I became the Vanna White of Italian television. And then I realized if I could speak the language, I could go really far in terms of television. And I did that. I went to the Berlitz School, learned to speak Italian, and kind of climbed up the television ladder, and ending with my own show on, or co-hosting my own show on soccer, which was a very big deal in Milan because we know how much the Italians love calcio or soccer. And so, you know, I was skiing in Switzerland on the weekends with an Italian boyfriend and went to a dinner party. And that's where I met the Count at a private dinner amongst friends. And so that was back in 1993.
So you met him when you were in a relationship at the time. And also I forgot to ask because I know this about you, but for everyone who doesn't know, because we're a little bit into astrology on the podcast, when's your birthday?
Oh, I'm a Taurus, May 17th. I married a Taurus.
The Count was a Taurus.
Yes, May 20th.
Or is a Taurus. Uh-huh.
May 20th. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like a Taurus through and through?
I do.
Mm-hmm. So, what's that like, two Taurus being married? Was it like, who was more stubborn, you or him?
It was probably pretty even. Uh-huh. but I feel like, you know, we were very similar in right. so many ways. And so we got along very well, actually, for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if it's a bad thing, two Tauruses, but I guess in the end, it didn't turn out to, because I don't like to refer to the past or past marriages as a bad thing. Right. They're just part of the journey.
I agree. Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, and I think, you know, we got along until we didn't get along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually know a few couples who are two Taurus and they still get along swimmingly. So that's really right. great for them. But yeah. So you said that when you met the Count originally, you had a boyfriend or you were with a partner at the time. Mm-hmm. How did he like know to pursue you when there was, you know, someone that you were with?
Well, you know, I was with an Italian boyfriend that I think he might have known that I was dating him, but obviously mm-hmm. as the Italian was not there at the party because he was traveling, you know, it would have been different, I imagine, but he wasn't there. I was alone and the magic happened.
I love it. And do you think that that kind of goes with, you know, my mom used to say, and I haven't heard her say it recently, but kind of like, you're single until there's a ring on your finger. Would you agree with that?
You're single until there's a ring on your finger. Yeah. Might have to agree with that. Yeah. I would hope to think that people take the tradition of having a ring on their finger seriously. Right. So
yeah.
Until there's a ring on it, you know, there's no commitment. I mean, There isn't. It just depends on, you know, where your head's at, I suppose.
Yeah. And that actually leads me to another question, which I would love your opinion on. We had kind of a heated debate about whether or not you should live with somebody before getting engaged or not. What would you like tell your kids to do? Live together or not live together before getting engaged?
Getting engaged or getting married?
Getting engaged.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think a lot of people live together before they decide to take the next step. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of a good idea so that you can, you know, work out all the kinks, if the kinks are to be worked out or not. Right.
I agree.
I think, you know, you can't really get to know somebody until you actually share the same space.
It's very true. And I'm of the same stance. And so many people, whether it's for cultural or religious reasons, are like, I won't move in with someone unless there's a ring. And I think that's just too much commitment when you don't know someone.
That's like a starting with a threat.
Exactly. Like, nobody should start a relationship with a threat or ultimatum. That is just not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea.
So many people asked about your relationship with Tom, which, you know, we saw unfold on Housewives. And there's a few different questions, but this one I thought was interesting. Somebody said, what is so special about Tom that everyone has either been with him or wants to be with him?
Well, listen, Tom is very charming. Tom can lay it on very thick. Tom is, you know, fun. Tom is handsome. Tom is wealthy. Tom is dresses beautifully. You know, he's a character, and you know, and a very good catch. But just Tom just doesn't know how to be married. So
yeah.
And you know, there's some other issues there, but I'll leave it at that. And it just it didn't work out in terms of him, his philandering. Yeah. And you know, who wants to put up with that? Not in a new marriage.
No one. Not in any kind of marriage.
No one. And yeah.
When is his, what's his birthday? When is his
Tom's birthday is actually New Year's Eve.
Ah.
He's a New Year's Eve. We got married on New Year's Eve.
Very interesting. You got married on his birthday.
That's right. His 50th birthday, and he'd never been married before. Red flag.
Huge red flag. What are some other...
Women always think they're going to be the ones to change them.
To change. So, always.
I was special. I was going to change him.
Well, you were special enough that he committed to you for marriage, which is not nothing.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot more than he did with anybody else in his life. So,
right.
Listen, we had a mad love affair, and then things just, you know, went sour for many reasons. But so I can see why people are confused.
Right, right. Other than him not having been married at age 50, what are some other red flags now looking back? Like, you know, hindsight is 20/20, that you now see or wish you were more like open to seeing?
Red flags other than the, you know, dating other friends that you know. Red flag.
Right. Like people, did people have generally bad things to say about him? Like, were you warned in any capacity?
No, not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Not really, because they didn't get to know him long enough.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a one night out or, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, but other red flags, let's see. Maybe that 50 and never been married.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Friends that you don't, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Having lots of girlfriends. Men that have lots of girlfriends.
I think it depends on the man and the reason that they have friends that are girls. I think like you need to have a few.
It's a little needy.
I guess it's a little needy, but I almost would find it a red flag if they had zero friends of the opposite or, you know,
their desired 100%. Gender. I've had those too, where they don't have a lot of friends and it's like, what's wrong with you?
Right, right.
Or it's always my friends or, you know.
Yeah.
I've dated a couple like that too. Yeah, you know, that's always a red flag too.
Definitely.
So
you
know, the happy medium is really the right amount.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, with the Tom situation, like, you can't really take that personally because that's a him issue, like all the philandering and all of that. That's kind of like who he is and things that he needs to deal with. But how do you learn to like re-love yourself after like something kind of fails like that and not take it personally and not think like, oh, you know, it's me, all I'm my the problem. Fault. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's true character right there, which is, you know, taking care of yourself, knowing your value, positive self-talk, you know, all those things. And listen, we all make mistakes. It's, you know, I don't consider them mistakes. I consider them part of the journey and knowing that these things had to happen in order to get to where you are at this point in your life. You know, it's, you know, I've gotten very spiritual about these things and my spirituality helps me through it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and just having solid people around you, good friends and family and, you know, cause you know, it's not, I'm not the only one that this happened to.
Yeah, no, you're not. And I definitely agree with like, it all happens for a reason to teach you something or other.
Well, and to know, you know, being stronger into your next relationship.
Right. Exactly.
It's all in preparation. Like when I met my first husband, the Count, he said, where have you been all my life? And I said, well, I was getting ready for you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the truth.
If I had met Alex before I lived in Milan for 3 years, coming straight from New York, I wouldn't be the same woman. Right. You know, I spoke Italian. I had plenty of suitors and very, you know, being a television personality, you know, I had the world was my oyster.
Right.
And so I was living my best life. Mm. And that's the best character trait you can have, is just living your best life, being the best you can be, because that's the most attractive thing.
Yeah. You just made me think of, so obviously you are like a huge fan favorite on Real Housewives of New York City. How did you get involved in it? How'd they find out about you? Did they just like cold reach out to you? Were you a friend of someone else who was on the show to begin
with?
No,
I had met Jill Zarin back in 2006. I had moved back to the Hamptons from Europe right after 9/11 in 2002. You know, I lived with Alex and my children in the Swiss Alps for many years. I lived in Switzerland, and after having lived in Milan, and then I came back to the States, and then, you know, I was dabbling in television here and there and doing some little gigs for CBS. And I met Jill Zarin at a party, and she told me she was doing a show and that I would be perfect for it. So it really came to me through Jill Zarin. And then I interviewed for the show, and that was it. And it was, you know, Manhattan Moms. I mean, and, you know, I'd been in television. So, you know, I was curious about this because reality was new.
Right.
I didn't really know what it was. It was called Manhattan Moms. If they, you know, if they told me it was the Housewives, I probably would have not have done it, because if I had seen the Housewives of Orange County, I would have never done the show.
Yeah. Yeah. But ironically, I mean, they call it Housewives, but a lot of these women, including yourself at the time, like do things and have careers of their own. It's not like
I was pretty much a straight up housewife.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had a career past.
Of course. And I'm also a nurse, which a lot of people don't know about me.
Right.
You know, I worked in as a nurse coming out of college. And then, you know, I got into modeling by accident. I was scouted to model in New York. And then my life completely changed. And, you know, I went to Europe and just never came back. I stayed for 12 years.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been quite the ride. And then, you know, the show came to me, and it was like a rocky time in my marriage. And, you know, it was like the perfect kind of escape route for me.
So there are two secrets to having great hair. The first one is only washing it twice a week, which if you don't know, you need to know. And the second is using an amazing shampoo and conditioner that's not from a drugstore or a CVS, but actually customized to your hair. And obviously one that smells delish. My favorite scent is Rose. And if you're confused about what I'm talking about, I mean Function of Beauty. If you haven't heard of Function of Beauty, that's crazy, because it's the world leader in fully customized hair care. They create a unique formula for your hair based on a very short but thorough quiz, and they give your hair everything it needs to look and feel its best. Every product is sulfate and paraben free, vegan, cruelty free, and therefore you don't have to feel bad about anything that you use. Function of Beauty is the best. Again, my favorite scent is Rose, and I love the way it smells. Every time I use it, I go up to my boyfriend and I'm like, smell my hair. I'm just obsessed. And I really want you to try it too. Go to functionofbeauty.com/acme. You'll take your quiz and you'll save 20% on your first order. It applies to all of the hair, skin, and beauty products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/acme to let them know you heard about it here and to get 20% off your first order. functionofbeauty.com/acme now. Somebody asked, they said, Luann, you have whirlwind courtships. What would you do if your daughter wanted to marry someone after 1 month?
Then my daughter would want to marry somebody after 1 month. I'm a hopeless romantic. I believe that when you know, you know. And I've always lived my life like that and taken chances. And it's always generally paid off for me. It's, you know, people who procrastinate lose the ride on the train.
Yep.
You know, I believe in taking chances. And listen, my chance to you know, I married my first husband after 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Beautiful children because of it. So, you know, you got to take chances in life.
Amen. So a lot of questions coming in about your relationship with some of the other housewives. I guess I'll just go into the specifics. One person asked if you were able to forgive Dorinda and move forward after she said, and this got cut off, but at least I wasn't arrested.
Yeah. Right. At least I wasn't arrested. Yeah. You know, that says more about Dorinda than it says about me.
Mm-hmm.
That she had to go there to make herself feel better. And that's just what it is. And, you know, if you can put yourself in other people's place, then you have a great gift. And, you know, I've been blessed with that gift because I grew up with a very big family. I have six brothers and sisters. So, you know, the housewives is like my discombobulated family.
Yeah.
And you know, and people are, you make like to make snide remarks and bust your chops and, you know, you take it too personally. And if you don't understand where it's coming from, then, you know, those can be an issue. But mm-hmm. for me, you know, I just thought, you know, okay, I got you, you know, right. And of course it doesn't feel good
mm-hmm.
and it burns, but, and you don't forget it.
Yeah.
You know, it changes something when you say something that breaks someone's spirit, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Are you still friends with Jill?
Yeah, I'm in her apartment in Miami. Right
no
now.
Way. That's amazing. Say hi to Allie for me.
Yeah, I just saw them yesterday. We had lunch together because, you know, Jill lives in Boca, but mm-hmm. she has a little place in Miami. So she's been adorable to lend it to me.
Oh, yeah. It looks beautiful. What is your situation currently with Bethany?
I don't have a situation with Bethany.
So you don't speak?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Ramona actually had COVID?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why someone would lie about that.
Well, that's a whole other story that comes up in the season. You'll see that coming up.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So are you on the dating apps right now? How are you, you know, meeting people in your single?
Listen, I am, and I don't really look at them very much. Every once in a while when I'm bored, I'll have a look, but I don't really, I just feel like it's so impersonal. It's not my style. But I did meet a nice guy during COVID.
Mm.
And, you know, even if it's not somebody that's going to be in your life forever, sometimes people come into your life for a reason. So,
okay.
So, wait,
who is this guy?
You'll see him on the season, actually, of the show. Mm. But, you know, it's on and off. Let's put it that way. So, okay. I'm still very much single.
So, I need to know, what is on Luann's dating profile?
What is on my dating profile?
What do you write?
What do you say?
Like, you must have made it yourself unless.
Yeah, I did, but I don't say much. Like, it's fair. I think less is more.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't give a lot of details. It's, you know, and I don't. You know, like I said, I've been thinking that I'm going to go off of the dating app because I've been getting some really reject guys. I mean, really, I haven't been getting any quality guys.
Mm. Which apps,
besides from the one
which
I
apps
met.
Are we talking about?
Oh, do we need to mention them?
We don't have to, but I'm kind of curious. Like, are you on any of like the celebrity dating apps or is it just the regular ones?
One celebrity one and one regular one.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
I love it. And
not my favorite thing.
Yeah. Apps are hard. I mean,
people meet each other and get lucky and, you know, and have, you know, great stories, but I don't know, just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. So on the show, we saw a little bit of your journey with sobriety and I'm actually sober myself. And so it's a topic.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a topic I'm very familiar with. And a lot of people were wondering, like, where are you at now? Are you sober currently? Are you sober curious still?
Well, I'm currently sober, but I take it day by day. I don't mm-hmm. like to talk about, you know, not drinking the rest of it. Who knows? I mean, for today I'm sober and yes, I am on I'm in a great place, so I don't want to mm-hmm. change that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I could tell. Yeah. And yeah, no, you don't have to reveal exactly what it is, but did you get sober on your own, or was there something or some place that helped you?
Oh, well, I got sober after I got arrested, and went to rehab. And then I kept on dabbling and going in and out of, sobriety for the last couple of years.
Right.
So it's been a struggle. I just have come to the conclusion that alcohol doesn't work for me anymore,
Yeah. Just,
as you know, it's like, but you keep on giving it a good try, but
yeah,
my relationship with alcohol changed over the years,
Mm-hmm.
And those glamorous days of drinking aren't so glamorous anymore.
No, not when you're having debilitating hangovers and
exactly.
It happens as you get older.
And blackouts and
Right. Are there any other housewives that you think possibly, and I know we can't speak for anyone else and we have to focus on our side of the street, but that you think would maybe benefit from being sober?
Oh, well, plenty. Plenty of them.
Have any of them came to you and kind of been interested in it?
Mm-hmm. No. No, everybody has to make their own journey, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Were any of the Real Housewives of New York helpful or possibly detrimental on your sobriety journey?
No, the girls have always been very supportive, They've mm-hmm. always been very supportive, supportive of in that part of my life, maybe not supportive in other ways of my life, mm-hmm. but yeah. at least in that they are, because, mm-hmm. Who's going to tell a sober person to drink? I mean, hello.
Right. Your friends have also had ups and downs when it comes to their relationships on the show. Mm. Are there red flags that you might have seen in your friends', marriages or relationships? Like, for example, Bethany's ex, like Jason Hoppy or whatever his name was, or, with Ramona and her husband, like, were there red flags that you saw that maybe they didn't see?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I don't like to comment on other people's relationships either.
Mm-hmm.
Not my business.
That's fair. and
quite frankly, mm-hmm. nothing pops out at me. So
right. I mean, it's hard to see red flags in other people's relationships because you only really see like what they have public facing and stuff. A lot of people want to know, and it's okay if you don't want to answer, but if you got down with the pirate.
That's already been revealed on Watch What Happens Live. Where are you guys?
Oh
Where
my God. Obviously they haven't been watching. So is that a yes?
Oh my God. Well, the pirate came on Watch What Happens Live. Johnny Depp pirate himself. And you can't even recognize him. He lives in Miami, by the way.
I have to look for him.
Oh my God. He lives in Miami. You don't even recognize him. He cut his hair short. He's like, he was wearing a suit.
Ooh,
it was like, sounds I was like, hot. Who are you? Uh-huh. I was like, who are you? And I didn't even recognize him. And so Andy Cohen surprises me on Watch What Happens Live. And I barely recognized him. And he asked him the question. He said, so did you and Lou like do it? And mm-hmm. he was like, he told the answer, which was no.
Mm.
True.
Maybe there's hope in the future.
Yeah. No. Listen, we had a party. We had a great time. And actually it was Sonia Rita that had a party with him.
Sonia did?
Yeah, of course. She wasn't going to let that slip by.
Oh my God.
I was going out with Jacques at the time, you have to remember.
Right. Okay. So I actually have a question for you. So we do these, like, I have these dating rules, quote unquote, and I tell my listeners, these are the rules that I follow. And I would love to hear your opinion on which ones you agree or maybe disagree with.
Okay.
So the first rule is no sex on the first date. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a good rule.
Okay. The reason not to shame anyone and not be sex positive, it's just like, it's more fun if there's a buildup, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And I think if you're too easy, there's nothing left to chase.
Exactly.
Men love to chase.
Exactly. And the second rule is, and I feel like you will agree with me on this, especially with, you know, being sober, but no more than two drinks on a first date. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And this one's a big one. And actually we had Elise Slain on the podcast. She was friends with Ramona. I think she was like on an episode or two. And she disagreed with this rule. And we had like a whole debate. So I wonder what you think. I don't think that you should send a thank you text after a date because you already thanked them on the date and you're kind of fishing for them to answer you and talk to you if you do send it. What do you think?
I think there's nothing wrong with sending a thank you, but I prefer a phone call.
Like you prefer them to call you or you to call them?
Well, oh, you mean thank him for dinner?
Like, yeah, like thanking him again. Thanking him again after the date.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, what's the point?
Right.
Talk to me about your...
I mean, if you're going to say, yeah, thank you, let me reciprocate, that's
right.
Different.
Right. Right. Which is like... reciprocate as in like take them out now,
well,
to date them?
Or make them dinner at home,
right,
you know,
right,
whatever, you know, come over for a coffee, you know,
right,
could be many things.
But then that's asking them out on the second date, which I don't know if I agree.
And so what's wrong with letting somebody know you like them?
I think, you know, you just said it yourself, men like the chase. So if they know you like them, then it's like immediately.
No. There's two ways to go about it. I mean,
really?
I think that you want to show that you like someone without mm-hmm. giving yourself to them.
Mm. So you can say like, or, you know, you can make it clear that you want to go on a second date, but then how do you not give
it's
yourself
not,
to
it's
them?
It's not about the thank you. Cause the question was, you know, should you thank a guy after a date? It's not about mm-hmm. the thank you. It's about, if you're interested in somebody and you like them, it's about next steps. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, inviting, but still mm-hmm. being mysterious.
Okay, that's fair. But then how do you maintain the mystery if you're being like, okay, that was great, let's grab a coffee?
Well, then it's the coffee was great. I'll see you soon. Bye. You know.
Right. Right. I like that.
I love that. It's called flirting. People forgot how to flirt.
Yeah, that's true. So many people are obsessed with...
Oh my God, I should do a book about flirting.
You should. I would buy it.
Putting it out in the universe, darling.
We're manifesting it. So many people love, love, love your singing career. Are you going to bring that back? Are you going to...
Oh, yeah. I've already got a new Christmas song and video that I'm working on. It's so great. I'm going to have an album by next Christmas.
That's amazing. So mm-hmm. many people are like, make her sing.
Ah!
I'm not going to make you sing, but that's amazing. And you look amazing. Obviously, you look half your age, which like everyone would love to look like you. You know. And so many people ask, like, what's your workout routine? Do you have one?
Well, you know, yeah, you know, I'm in Miami right now. So this morning I took a run on the beach and then I do some like sit-ups and push-ups and then I go for a swim. So I'm like, I love it because, you know, you got the sun, you got the beach. It's fantastic. And otherwise I do yoga. I'm very active, you know, if I'm not doing something, you know, playing tennis with a friend or I'm walking or, you know, I just move around a lot. And I think that's, and I also do the, I try to do the fasting diet, not eat after a certain time at night. That's so important. Mm. And I find that very difficult here in Miami because people go out late.
Yeah, that's a big problem for me too.
Yeah, in New York, you know, I eat early. I eat at like 6 o'clock, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm done by 7. I'm up for a couple hours. You know, I'm up early. I'm to bed early. You know, this whole COVID thing also has, you know, changed my schedule because, you know, there's not much to do after 10 o'clock, right?
Right.
So I try to do the fasting diet also, and just have no carbs.
The no carbs thing is tough.
Just sugar, period. Sugar, period. Sugar is the enemy.
Sugar is like my best friend. I mean, I don't know how you can't, like, me being sober, I'm like, sugar is my only drug right now. Like, I don't know what I would do without it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a cup of tea right now. I'm going to put Manuka honey in it.
Oh, and that's sugar that you can eat.
Yeah, that's good sugar. You know, there's like good sugars and bad sugars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting the tea on right now.
I love it.
So yeah, you know, I mix it up. I mix it up. I walk, I do all kinds of different things. And you know, just by doing, you know, 15 minutes a day, and eating later in the day and eating earlier at night.
Right.
It's a huge difference right there. If you just did that, you'd lose weight.
Yeah. Something I'm getting from you is that, like, you really are in touch with your body, and that's really amazing. And I find that, like, on these shows, I don't often hear the women talking about, like, masturbating, pleasuring themselves, like their sex lives in a way.
You will this season.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm excited, but give us a little preview. Like, I'm very open with my friends about, you know, masturbating and sex and things like that. And I was surprised to hear that a lot of women don't have an orgasm from sex with their partner, and they're like totally fine with it, which blows my mind, because I wouldn't really enjoy sex if I wasn't able to do that. Is this something that you've ever struggled with, or were you kind of like, from the first, you know, time that you started making love with somebody, you were able to do this?
I have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Since my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, you know, then it was, wow, like I discovered the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
Oh no, sex without an orgasm, forget about it.
Right. And, but like, is there like a technique that you have to do in order to achieve an orgasm?
Well, listen, you know, I have my technique, and this is, you know, for me, it's, you know, I think it's very personal. People have to find their own way to get off. And, and you know, I've always been in touch with myself and my sexuality, and, you know, don't forget, I lived in Europe. So,
right.
You know, I didn't, although, you know, I lived in Europe, I grew up very Catholic, always kind of, you know, traditional in terms of relationships. You know, the first time I ever saw a threesome is when I moved to Milan. And so, you know, you learn as you go along through life. And I feel like, you know, all of these experiences help you be more in touch with your body, so you know that it's okay to pleasure yourself and ask for, you know, pleasure from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people aren't comfortable with their own sensuality and their own sexuality. So, you know, it's very hard to ask for what you want if you don't know what you want.
Right. Do you know,
or are afraid to ask for it, you know?
Yeah. Do you know your love language?
My love language?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by love language?
So there's acts of service, gift giving, or like gift receiving, words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time. So I guess one of those is like how you show love, and one is how you receive love.
Okay. So can you repeat those?
So acts of service, quality time, physical touch, gifts, and things like that, and words of affirmation.
I'm going to skip. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay. I'll send you like a little quiz to take so you can find yours out after.
Send me the quiz, because I didn't, you know, I'm not quite grasping the question here, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to do some rapid fire poll questions before we close out with like a quote or piece of advice. So these are just like pretty much one word answers. If you have a crush on a coworker, is it worth it to pursue them, or should you write it off because you work together? Worth it or write it off?
No.
Have you ever role played in bed?
Yes.
If so I guess, yes, you have. Was it fun or awkward?
It was fun. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Agreed. Are you okay with your partner masturbating to other people if you're in a committed relationship?
Masturbating with someone else?
No, to someone else.
Oh, well, same thing, no?
I guess, but the other person's not physically there.
Right. Well, yeah, I think it's getting off. I don't know. Oh, you mean like it could be porn? Are you talking about porn?
Could be porn. Could be porn or like a woman's Instagram page or something.
I don't know. This is a very convoluted question. One thing, you know, is FaceTime with somebody else.
Right. Right. No, it is. There's a
question, darling.
There's a lot. Open relationships. Yes or no?
Open relationships. Well, you know, whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, but.
Yeah. Sleeping at their parents' house before you're official. Yes or no?
Sleeping at the in-laws or?
Yeah. Like the in-laws.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would it make you feel good/flattered or would you be upset if your partner showed their friends sexy pictures of you?
Flattered.
That's funny. Okay. A few more questions. Can you love someone before falling in love with someone?
Can you love someone before falling in love with someone? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Can you love someone before falling in love? I think so.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But I think maybe both at the same time.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah.
And lastly, is it unhealthy or healthy to have flirty banter with your partner's friends?
Flirty banter? I don't think works for the husband, though.
So no, it's unhealthy?
I don't think it's very healthy. Unless, you know, hubby likes it and it turns him on.
Interesting. Like a cuckold situation?
No. Yeah, a couple situation where, you know, it makes the guy feel good because his friends actually like you and dream about you. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
That could be a turn on for some guys.
That makes sense. This mm-hmm. has been so much fun to talk to you. Is there a quote or piece of advice that you could share with our listeners that has maybe helped you throughout the years?
The moment you think you're ripe, you begin to rot.
So keep working on yourself.
That's right.
I love that. That's a really great quote.
Thank you.
Where can everybody find you, watch you, follow you, etc.?
Well, you can Countess Luann on Instagram and countessluann.com for my cabaret show when I do come back in 2021, because I will be back.
Yes.
Countess of Friends. So I'm Can't super excited wait. About my tour. I'm super excited about my new song. I'm writing a book right now about my journey, by the way.
Love that.
But maybe it should be a book about flirting. So I have to rethink that.
Do some editing, add some flirting.
And I'm actually making a non-alcoholic sparkling rosé.
No way. Well, I would love to try it.
It's going to be great. So awesome. a lot of good things coming up.
Amazing. Congrats
and
on everything.
Season 13 of The Housewives is coming in April.
I will be tuning in for sure.
Well,
thank you so much, Luann.
Thanks, Lindsay. Okay, bye.